I don't say much obliged,
okay.
Much, but that's what you want.
Need
much obliged.
Pronunciation, so that's okay. All right, if you need to get some things in town, you might say, I need to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you bought something at a store, the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
Okay. When you got home, you
unwrapped it.
What if somebody has to sell something for less than what he paid for it? You say he sold it
at a loss.
Right. And if you see something that you like, but it's just too expensive, you might say, well, I'd like to have that, but it just too much.
It costs too much.
Right. But if something that you need, maybe like a car, you might go to your banker to see if you could
borrow the money.
And he might say, well, I'd like to let you have it, but nowadays money's mighty.
Scarce.
Okay. And the first of the month is usually when the bills are
due.
Okay. If you're in a club, you have to pay your
dues.
Say if you go swimming, you might go out on the end of the board and go in like so. You say you're going to
dive.
You know, you ran out the end and you in the water.
Dived.
Okay. I have out there all day long.
I have been diving.
Well, leave off the been. I have what all day long?
Dived.
Okay. And when you get in the water, you begin to
swim.
Yeah, you all the way across.
I swam all the way across the pool, but I can't swim.
Okay, theoretical question. I have out there all day long.
I have been swimming. I have swum.
What would you say a child does if he's playing out in the yard and he stops and tucks his head between his legs and goes over? You'd say he what?
A somersault?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Around here, if you went into a store to pay off your bill, maybe, say the storekeeper would give you something a little extra for paying your bill, what would you call that? No idea.
I just can't think of what word you want.
Collection.